In Acts 2:41 through 47, we are told that as a result of the gospel being preached, many souls were saved and added to the Lord. As a result of being added to the Lord, the saved continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and the prayers. Consistent with salvation, Christians are to let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, and be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding your own selves. Christian service is not consumerism. That is, if I like it, I'll buy it. Many have the concept that because their service satisfies their needs, it must be right. There is a great danger in serving God according to our own standards and being lulled into a feeling of living righteously. When Jehovah spoke to Israel through Malachi, he said to the priest, "O priest that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of Jehovah is contemptible. And when ye offer the blind for sacrifice, it is no evil. And when ye offer the lame and sick, it is no evil. To this Jehovah told the priest, present it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or will he accept thy person, saith Jehovah of hosts?" In like manner, many will go to church today with a similar attitude. The church they choose is one that makes them feel better about their ungodly lives because the message they hear coddles to their wishes. They will have their coffee and donuts. They will have their senses tantalized by the musicians that, as Amos says, sing idle songs to the sound of the viol, that invent for themselves instruments of music like David. Jehovah told Israel, "I hate, I despise your feast, and I will take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Yea, though ye offer me your burnt offerings and meal offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let justice roll down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream." Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside unto fables."